Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, Cecil and Tom. My name is Lale, calling from LA. Been listening to your show for a while now and used to like it until in your last episode that you didn't know the name of the greatest rock star ever existed. How dare you? It's Freddie Mercury, not Eddie Mercury. Shame on you, I'm so offended. Just kidding. Still love the show. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Hey guys, I was just going through a backlog and I listened to episode 221. As a veteran, I feel compelled to respond to your question. You asked, why should we thank our troops for the service that they provide? Well, short answer is, you should. See, in three separate tours of duty, I put down literally thousands of bots worth of my own money just to have filthy three-ways with third world hookers. I literally put my body and my health on the line. It wasn't for my own glory, but to win the hearts, minds, and snatches of our soft, nubile allies across the world. So, you should thank me. Glory hole.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance.
Cecil's making punchy hand motions.
I couldn't help myself. I'm so excited that you're not sick anymore, Tom. And I don't have to pull the entire load myself. Dude. And not only that, we have a guest, a special guest.
One of our
favorite guests. I mean, let's be honest. He was one of our first guests on the show. Yep. One of our very, I mean, we reached out to him years ago. We thought his podcast was great. We told him we thought it was great. Yeah. Except. And then he came on the show and we've hit it off ever since. We love Jake. We're huge fans of Jake.
Hey, I didn't come on the show. I came around the show. Guys, that's an important distinction, okay? I need to make sure that you guys don't get pregnant because I cannot afford another child, okay?
Well,
Please delete everything that I just said. Please delete it from the internet.
Never. Never. Well, I'm thrilled to be back. While I was ill, I had meningitis. So I was a little under the weather.
In that you couldn't stand.
I slept down here in Glory Hole Studios because I had to hide from the light. And so I feel like that should count as my portion
of
the
your work.
Because wow. I was at work. The whole time I was like, Cecil would be so proud of me.
Yeah. All we had to do was just hook a mic up to you and we could hear you snoring. So yeah, it'd been awesome. It's not like any different from your normal.
I feel like the quality wouldn't have suffered. Yeah. And honestly, I was here. Where were you?
Okay.
You
finish the intro. We stopped you.
Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, and makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 235, and as
235.
Cecil mentioned, I'm back, and we have Jake from the imaginary friendsshow.com podcast.
And another podcast.
And another podcast called, what is it, Bad Advice?
Bad Advice.
Sensible Advice.
It's good advice.
Good advice.
Yes, yes.
containing
just
no
like
advice.
Just like every good morning talk show that you have ever really disliked watching, it's a parody of exactly that.
So are you going to have like a cooking segment where everybody gathers around? You're like, and now we're going to add some parsley. Ooh, parsley! I love parsley. It's so green.
And then, like, I just like to add a little bit of oregano into that. Smush it right in there. You just, oh my god, cilantro.
Is that a folded thing? What is oregano? That's awesome.
So
okay, I would use tarragon, but it sounds like terrorist. Yeah. So it makes me very uncomfortable. Just very uncomfortable.
Oh, I love it. So actually, I'm going to write that down because I'm going to do that. TM. To give you an idea, so a couple of the segments. One of the advice columnists is a 10-year-old girl who receives letters asking for advice from kids. Generally, they're asking for advice on social situations, like I'm being bullied. You know, this little boy says, I'm being bullied. How do I do this? Or how do I navigate this situation? And the character whose name is Cecilia, she solves social situations by conjuring various demons in order to navigate those situations. So in the situation of bullying, she conjures the demon Cthulhu, who takes over her body, takes the souls out of the two bullies,
that
inserts
works.
New familiar souls, and then that boy has slaves for the rest of his life.
Efficacious. That's all I'm saying.
That's right?
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm not sure that there's a flaw in this plan.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
This is a solid. Yeah. I'm actually writing this down. Yeah. I just got to get Cthulhu.
When your kid gets bullied, you know what you're going to do.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. Because he's going to get bullied. Yeah. I mean, he's my kid. Yeah. Obviously. I actually bully him just to harden him right now. You know?
Slap him around.
Harden up, boy.
He comes home and I'm like, oh, he seems in a good mood. I'm just going to trip him for no reason.
You got to fight daddy for your food again.
No. Oh, daddy already
I would
ate
win, though. Yeah, I'm just saying, if food's involved, if food's involved,
I know, Tom.
Come on, I'll eat him. So, Jake, we wanted to have you on the show, and we have a great story. It's from your hometown. I think Australia is just one town, right? So we can say that pretty legitimately. Yep. Yeah.
Correct. Australia town?
Australia's one town.
Australian MP.
Made entirely out of snakes.
Yeah. Australian MP. Well, this is from pinknews.co.uk. Australian MP says, why shouldn't people marry their children if gays can marry?
Oh, wow, Jake. I didn't know you guys had gay marriage down there. I know you're super progressive. Because now I just want to say, you know, the other day, Supreme Court, big decision here. Yeah, yeah. And we're kind of behind the time. So I'm just curious, when did you guys pass
that? Because they've got to be ahead of us because they're always touting how ahead of us they
know,
are
like
and all these social issues. Gun control.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Oh, got,
yeah, no. You know, I'm just wondering what medicine, year did you, when did you do that?
So firstly, fuck you guys.
Well, you can't in Australia.
Shit's illegal down there.
No, we just can't get married.
Yeah, no, you can fuck us all you want. Yeah.
So it's an interesting situation. We don't have the right to legally marry somebody who you love if that partner is the same sex as you, but you can actually legally marry your child in most Australian states. So what this guy, I presume, is talking about, and by the way, MP in this context stands for major penis. What he's actually talking about is basically what will happen is if we allow marriage equality for same-sex couples in Australia, what will happen is that parents will then be forced to marry their kids instead of being able to. Like, we already have the right to marry our kids now.
Wait, what?
We just don't have so it's,
I don't even understand what you're saying.
How does it even work?
How would you back the whole fucking train up all the way to the Aborigines? I don't understand anything you're saying.
And then run them over a few times to put them in their place and then come talk to us.
Look, there's marry your child. I don't even understand those words together.
It's just, this is the most stupid argument that all religious people, they all make this same. Look, if the gays can marry, then the next thing that's going to happen is firstly, Clint Eastwood is going to marry a chair. Okay. And then immediately after that,
people are going to start marrying their first cousins, and then they're going to start marrying the children. I mean, where do you draw the line? I think you draw the line right there.
Yeah, well,
I think.
Yeah, no.
Can we just ask people what they want? Like, is there like a big contingent of people saying like, well, man, once they get the gay marriage, then we can get our marry the kids lobby organized. No one's asking for
that. Lobby is very strong, actually. That lobby is actually really strong. It's almost as strong as the brother sister marriage lobby. It's just one of those other. It's just such a ridiculous concept. It is really just such a stupid concept that gets touted every single time marriage is discussed. Stupid, scared people come out and they say, "I am really, really scared. How am I going to make other people scared? I'm going to create this ridiculous concept and make it sound like that is the next step if we legalize gay marriage."
So just as an amusing aside, in the States, in Alabama, Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia, you can marry your cousin.
What about your horse, though?
And first cousin marriage is only prohibited in, it looks to me, now I'm not counting, but in only maybe 15, 20 states. It's about half the country you can marry your first cousin here.
Yeah.
And it's allowed under certain circumstances in 6 states. And I'm very curious what those circumstances are. Right? That's just what it says. Allowed under certain circumstances. Illinois is one of them. Under certain circumstance, what is the, like, a dungos, they're pregnant.
I kind of understand that caveat because, look, if my first cousin looked like me, I would kind of understand it. Under certain circumstances, I think it means that if they're really attractive, then it's okay.
I feel like if they're related to me, they're not going to be really attractive.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, if they have any of the same genetic stock at all.
They're all going to live under a bridge.
Hey, right. Hey, Tom, I will not hear another word about that. Jowls are sexy this year.
Finally! Jowls are the new black.
I want to talk for a second about what this guy has to say, this idiot down that lives down by you, dear Jake. He says, in Parliament on Monday, he said, "I love my siblings. I love my children. Whoa. I love my parents. But does that mean I should marry them?" And he sounds like the little kid you used to go to school with when you'd say, "Man, I really love this yogurt." He'd be like, "Why don't you marry it then?" Like, it sounds, it just, yeah, but it's so
I think
stupid.
He was the guy that actually took it to, "Why don't I marry my
why
yogurt?
Don't I?
That's a
oh,
fucking,
I really love it.
Oh my, can I marry my yogurt? Holy shit, I've never
infection.
Really thought about this." I feel like reading articles like this gives credence to people like this, if you know what I mean. It's like, ultimately, this is the same stupid argument that every person that's afraid of gay marriage or marriage equality brings up every time marriage equality is raised. It's like, it's that exact same argument if gays are allowed to get married, if lesbians are allowed to get married, if one man and one formerly man is able to get married, then you know what? The next thing that's going to happen is that sisters are going to be marrying brothers, like in half of the US states. And and then all of a sudden, sons will marry daughters. Sorry, the fathers will marry daughters and mothers will marry sons and all that sort of. It's just such a ridiculous concept because, you know, he doesn't, presumably, either he doesn't understand or he's just purposely conflagrating. Like, there is different kinds of love. You know, there is different kinds. You know, there's paternal love.
No, there's one
love,
kind. There's one kind.
Only sexual love.
Yes, that's right. Everything is black
everything
and white.
I love.
As
I love this dog so much.
Man, I love the hot dogs.
As the sage Michael Jackson once said, there's only black and white. Yeah, that's it. Only black. There are no shades of gray. There are no colors. It's just black and white.
Well, I look at this guy and I think, I mean, the very first thing you think is, how could anybody take seriously a man who cannot buy a suit that fits and does not own a comb? This looks like a homeless guy who's got on like a suit for his like a fucking interview that he has to give back when he's done. It looks like his dad's suit. Look at that thing. It's bunched up around his shoulders all crazy, and his hair's all wild, and he's talking about marrying his cousin. It's like, brother, you look like the result of that exact same exchange.
But look at his smile. Like, he looks genuine. He looks like he's receiving some sort of
thing. Oh, yeah. His cousin's under the table as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cousin? Wait, I don't think it was a cousin.
Now, Tom and I have talked about this many times, but I don't know if we've ever talked about this with you. What do you think of legalized polygamy?
I don't care, frankly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but shouldn't you care? Shouldn't we get real mad about it for some reason? What about legalized polyandry? Isn't that... Let's get real mad about stuff.
You know, this is the funny thing. Like we have, you guys know, I have an anthropology degree. You know, part of the early years in anthropology is you talk about or you write papers on what is marriage, what is love in other cultural contexts. And, you know, the evidence suggests that monogamous, you know, couplings, monogamous marriages make up about 40% of marriages worldwide. So, you know, we are not only...
Wait a minute, that leaves 60% unaccounted for.
We're like dictating as the minority. We're saying this is the norm and you must adjust.
Yeah.
Yet everybody else has a different understanding of what marriage is. You know, like...
Is it really that few?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well,
I didn't know that.
So many cultures don't bother with marriage. You know, other ones, the matriarchal societies and you know, marriage is not really set in stone. It's sort of here's a coupling, and that's a coupling until like you're bored. You know,
I'll need addresses, please. I don't care if I have to wear a twig on my dick or whatever.
But twig would completely cover the entire.
All that's left is the berries. Exactly. It's fine.
But like in large portions of the Middle East, there's areas where if you are wealthy enough, you know, because of the latent poverty there, if you are wealthy enough, it's seen as your social responsibility to take on another wife, you know, as a man. And, you know, in places like Tibet.
It's like purposely capping your income so you don't have to pay the next higher tier of taxes. It's like, hey, your review. How'd your review go at work? Not so good. I didn't get the raise. I got to go get another wife. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the raise was great, but the wife cost twice what the raise was. Wait, man, I'm out of money.
So it is kind of like it's funny in Tibet. They have I've forgotten the term, but it's the opposite to polyamory. Polyandry. Yeah, sorry. It's the no. What is it? It's the one where the one woman marries multiple.
Polyandry.
Yeah. Polyandry. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I went to school with her. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's got an anthropology degree, by the way.
That's been years.
We had to write papers on what is love. He just wrote, "Baby, don't hurt me."
He waggled his head at the teacher and then just walked right past.
Oh, I love that song too. So it's a funny thing. Like throughout Tibet, they have the polyandry, and it's because there's so many boy children born and so few women children born or girl children born. So it's just whatever that culture finds appropriate, they go for it. So we're dictating as the minority in the world of what marriage should look like. You know, half of the world is still expecting a bride wealth or a dowry, you know, and we are saying you have equal rights within the marriage, you know. So I honestly could not give a shit whether if somebody wants to make a case for polyamory, for polygamy, I say totally go for it, you know. I think it's absolutely worth it. Make your case. But right now, it's like the Christian lobbies, they say, what we're going to do is the next step is the second that we legalize this is polygamy is going to be the very next thing. It's going to be knocking down our doors. Well, you know what? There's been a concerted effort for many, many years to level the rights for same-sex couples. And we're finally getting there. You know, America got there last week. The the Republic of Ireland got there 3 weeks before that, and hopefully
you guys aren't going to be far behind, because I know you guys.
I honestly don't think we will be. Yeah. I honestly don't think we'll be too far behind. I dare say our next election is scheduled to be at the latest next November.
That's pronounced scheduled.
Yeah.
But go on.
It's aluminium.
right. I'm going to write this down with my pinky in the air.
Will it be scheduled in Brisbane?
While standing in the laboratory, I was wrapping my head in aluminium foil while I was writing down my schedule to the day. So look, honestly, I think if we don't get a bill that is able to be signed into law, that is able to be agreed on by all of the acting political parties at the moment before the next election next November, I dare say it will be an election issue. So it's not far away. It's at the very latest, I dare say it's about a year away.
So do any of your states or territories or provinces or
provinces or koalas or
whatever you call your
don't you remember, like,
jigsaw puzzle
Australia
pieces?
Is just a town. It's just one town. It's just one little town. It's just a tiny little town. Entirely made of snakes.
Is this a federal issue for you guys, or is this a like, can states make concerted decisions on their own?
I'm going to say 2006. So, guys, right now I'm about to become a marriage celebrant. And the only reason that right now I hope that marriage equality isn't legalized in Australia is because when I am a celebrant, which is a few months away, I would like it to be legalized then. So if you can hold off until the time when I'm a marriage celebrant, that'd be great. that's the only reason that I wanted to be delayed. But so in 2006, the then Prime Minister John Howard enacted a law which changed the wording of the legal vows in the Marriage Act.
Slow down.
Yep.
You guys have specified vows?
We do. There is for any law, because marriage is a federal thing in Australia, it's controlled by the Attorney General at the moment, George Brandis. He's a wonderfully elitist guy. Oh, I love that guy so much. I got to say that because he's got a side off of my celebrancy paperwork. In 2006, they legalized this sentence, which basically says marriage is between one man and one woman for the exclusion of all others. And that is, until that law is changed, that is that changes it to marriage is between two people who love each other or something to that order, then we won't have it. There were some states like Tasmania and Australia's Capital Territory. They both legalized gay marriage in their states, and it was overturned by the Australian Supreme Court because of this federal law.
Are you laughing at Tasmania, Tom? Is that why you're laughing?
I can't help it. It's like Transylvania. It's like a made-up place.
Well, you know, it used to be called Van Diemen's Land.
It's awesome. There's like a little thing that spins around, like.
I can't help it. I'm just so ignorant.
It's like they have Hamburglar Landia or something. It's just a made up place.
Oh, I love it.
He can't stop laughing
giggle.
At it.
It's you have awesome. The funniest giggle, Tom.
Oh God. I can't stop laughing.
It's the encephalitis.
If people were going to find you on the internet, where would they look?
If people want to find out more, go to imaginaryfriendsshow.com. We're also, as we mentioned at the beginning, we're starting a new podcast between myself and the comedian Nick Morganmore. The podcast is called Good Advice, and the website will be goodadvicepod.com. It's registered, but there is no email. There is no website there yet. But
can I send you hate mail already? What's your email for?
Oh, it's goodadvice@gmail.com.
I don't like it. I'm gonna as soon as it comes up on iTunes, I'm gonna give it a 1-star.
Jake, thank
you. Here's some advice. Oh. Quit podcasting.
Oh gosh, I love it. Please do that. Please promise me, Thomas, to do that. You must do that. That is awesome.
Here's some advice.
Okay.
Quit podcasting.
Mine eyes have seen the glory hole whilst coming with the Lord, and he's rubbing out a vintage since his girth is quite engorged. He hath loosed his seed, an immaculate stream from his terrible stiff sword. His truth is just BS. Glory, 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 ho! Glory, 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 ho! Glory, 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 ho! His truth is just BS.
See, so we would be remiss, I think, if we didn't talk about probably the biggest fucking thing that has...
That's happened in the course of the show, I think.
I think politically speaking... You know. I can't think of anything.
You know, DOMA, but, you know, like that sort of thing, the repeal of that, you know, all that is all steps to get to where
right,
we are now.
To where we are now. Yeah. So obviously anybody in the States is aware, and many people across the world, of course, are aware as well, because America matters and the rest of your countries don't. I'm looking at you, Australia.
is that the
Supreme Court has decided that gay marriage is now the law of the land, man.
It's amazing.
37 states already had it, so they just had to knock down another 13. And somehow, knocking down that last 13 just fucking blew up the Christians, man.
It's amazing.
They just exploded.
It's
like,
amazing. And they've
immolated.
We're going to spend a lot of time on this, I think, this entire episode. We're going to spend so much time because there's been so much backlash because of this. But one of the things that I think you're fond of saying we'd be remiss, and I think we would be remiss in this particular instance if we only covered the pundits, because the pundits kind of have this party line. They have this thing that they're going to say, and they're all kind of towing the same thing. What does an average person think about this? What does a normal, just everyday person think about this? And we were tipped off to this story by somebody on Facebook, and I'm not going to tell the person's name because I don't know if they're friends with this person.
Sure.
Now, this particular Facebook story, and it's a Facebook video that I stole this audio from, was posted over, like, I want to say it was like, a bunch of shares. I don't remember how many. I want to say it was in the thousands, although I can't remember. You know, many, many, many people have seen this video. If they weren't on Facebook, they probably didn't see the video because I don't think it got – I didn't see it anywhere else.
Okay.
But what is a normal person? Yeah. A normal person who's against
– Right. Yeah. A normal –
against
– evangelical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A normal evangelical person who is – well, as normal as an evangelical person can be.
And that is kind of an oxymoron, right? Like
but,
a normal evangelical.
Yeah. Yeah. But those people, how are they reacting to this news? And so we have this tape. And again, like I said, it's stolen from Facebook. But the person posted on Facebook and it was shared a billion times. So I don't feel bad critiquing it.
No, that's fine. I'm sure they responded coolly and logically.
They did.
And let's just give our listeners an opportunity.
I'm cleaning and this is a really sad day for me today. And it's a very sad day for a lot of Christ followers. Because today our government decided that everything that God created his church to be, as man, as woman, Adam and Eve, five justices decided that God was wrong.
Wait, what happened to Adam and Eve? I'm not sure. Wait a minute. I know where you're going here, lady. But
no, but I think what you're missing is that Adam and Eve gave testimony for the Supreme Court, and that's where she's
and they didn't, yeah.
They
yeah, just
they
wasn't were, compelling.
They were not. No, they were on the side of gay marriage.
They're like, first of all, we don't listen to people without belly buttons.
Yeah,
that's just weird.
Yeah,
that's just awkward. Yeah. We feel super odd about that.
Actually, we're gonna take you in back and just give you one.
Yeah. An after the fact belly buttoning.
Oh
no. Pass. Oh.
ISIS is going to do that next.
That's the next thing. As a man with a belly button as big as an ice cream bowl, you know, to have that's no, thank you. Are you kidding me?
It's like a waffle cone down there.
If I lay on my back long enough, you could support a whole koi pond in this thing.
That's amazing.
And now,
skip a stone.
Now is the time that Christians have a voice.
No, it's not, actually. It turns out that your voice was heard and then disregarded.
Right. And you're misunderstanding the timeline.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You had a voice.
You had a voice.
Time elapsed. No one cared.
Nobody gave a shit.
It's like, now's the time. It's as if somebody is like, okay, let's make the decision. Then let's listen to the other
side. Or
they
were completely silent. Yeah.
They're totally silent about the whole thing. They're just like,
okay, so, marriage is now going to include same-sex couples? Oh, shit, we better do something about it.
Has anybody asked a Christian what they think? Because we really...
Has anybody polled the Christians? What will the Christians think?
See, this country is like 70% Christian.
Now is our time.
Now's
the time, baby.
All right. She seems kind of upset.
She does sound a little weepy, I will say.
You know, I hear a lot of people say, you know, you Christians, you know, you're not into the times. You're not into times.
You're not into times. What, Times New Roman? What are we talking
times
about?
Tables?
The New York Times?
You're not into times.
Oh, like time trials? Like, what are we talking about here?
What are you into these days? Time.
Yeah, not into times.
But I'm a Christian. Not just time. Times. More than one time. That's right. Just ask my wife. More than one time. In a month.
Yeah. I was going to say.
You know, you got to get it. It's 2015. God did not change. His word is truth. Your word isn't truth. My word isn't truth. God's word is truth. And God says that marriage is between a man and a woman. I don't care if you think I'm judging you. The fact is, the God of the universe.
I love it when they call the God of the universe, because it makes you sound ridiculous. It makes you sound the God of the universe. You know, the universe where we are a fucking tiniest speck of fucking dust, where our planet is a tiny speck of dust in the scheme of things, that he's fucking making spin around in all kinds of weird fucking ways. And he made dark matter and all that shit. And he's just like, oh, gay people get married? No, you didn't.
Right. It's like... That whole side of the argument loses immediately once you bring in the scale of the universe.
Right.
Once you bring in the scale of the universe, it's like, wait a minute. Not only are you worried about the Milky Way, then our solar system, then Earth, then human beings that live on it, but then very specifically where my genitals go.
I know.
I got to tell you something. Point. When we've zoomed in that far,
yeah,
and it's really far when it's calling about my genitals. I mean, it's
need a
fucking
telephoto lens.
This is the God's version of of an electron microscope.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's man's version of an electron microscope.
God has normal size eyes. Nobody knew that.
I do have to say too that like just theologically, when she says, "I don't care if you think I'm judging you," it's like, well, you really should, because it also says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged."
Also, you were kind of specifically judging people.
So like, if you care about, like, just in terms of your worldview.
If you want to be logically consistent with your own worldview, you need to contend with that idea.
Wouldn't you just, I mean, if I really thought somebody was doing something and they weren't really, in like, close to me personally, and they were going to get in trouble for doing that thing, but it didn't hurt anybody, but they were going to get in trouble, like, in the fucking spooky world or whatever. I'll just be like, well, listen, it's not my business, man.
You know, that's the thing that people, I cannot wrap my brain around is how much they care about it. How this person is clearly on the verge of tears, if not crying, about this particular decision that affects them in no way, shape, or form. It's imagine if you worked at a place, right? I'm going to try to make up an analogy because it's really hard because there's really nothing to really be analogous to it because it's just so absurd.
Because she's playing God by proxy.
Because imagine you worked at a building and you worked for a company. You were an employee, like an administrative assistant for a company, right? And this company doesn't allow people who wear red shirts to get into the elevator. And somebody got into the elevator with a red shirt. And you, as an administrative assistant, were somehow mad because they did it. And you were mad in the sense for your company. You're mad. You're mad by proxy for your company. And even still, that is still a bad analogy because there's just no way to make this you know, it's something that it's so hard to even pick a thing that is so fucking not anything that you should be concerned about. It's so hard to find something that you should think about and you say, this affects me in no way. I should have no concern about it, but I'm still so unbelievably butthurt about it that I will weep. There's nothing in my life that's like that. You know, it's like getting mad at somebody driving next to you down the road and they're going 3 or 4 miles over the speed limit.
Right.
And well, you're mad.
What difference does it make to me? It'd be like saying, like, well, where's that guy going? He's going to jail. Well, can't we put him in jail first? Wait, why? He's going to jail. Like, he's going to jail. Well, I know, but I want to be mad at him before.
Yeah, that's a the punishment. I want the punishment to happen now.
Right. It's not happening subsequently. Fast enough.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He is the truth. Jesus Christ, not Muhammad.
Whoa.
Okay. It's just like these Islamic extremists.
No, you gotta let her go.
Just let her go through the whole thing.
It's just like these Islamic extremists. Okay. They're not just extremists. They're Islamic. President Obama, Islamic extremists.
She can't say extremists. She has a hard time with it. And it's really funny because it's extremeless.
Extremeless. That's like, is that like when you go to like the X Games and you're the weakest contender? You're extremeless.
It's diet caffeine free Mountain Dew. Extremeless. You drink it. It's like, it just tastes like piss water.
I am so sick of people being lukewarm. Are you serious? All these people saying they're Christians and are on the Facebook going, yay, I'm so proud of those justices. Are you a Christian?
You know what she sounds like? She sounds like from the Dark Crystal, one of those Gaxies or whatever.
Like, oh, are you a Christian?
Like, doesn't she sound like one of those things?
Modulate
Skeksies
your voice
or whatever. We're gonna get a million because we messed up on Freddie Mercury. We're gonna get a million.
Call him Eddie.
Call him Eddie. I like Eddie Mercury better. Eddie Mercury sounds like a really fast car.
I actually listened to that episode. I'm like, I don't think it's Freddie.
It's Freddie.
God,
I thought,
damn it.
It's funny because I was mixing it, and as I was mixing it, I was like, it's Freddie. And I was like, I'm keeping it in.
Keeping it in.
Oh God!
Yeah. And sometimes it's great just to, like, when we fuck up, just to see, like,
you know,
I wonder
how
many.
Gonna,
yeah. You know, it's just like, I wonder how many.
Oh my gosh! Do you read the same Bible I read? Okay, all I want to know is truth. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think about my opinion, because you know what? I could really care less. I don't care if you're my Facebook friend, but Christians are little Christ. Those are people that follow Christ. That means we believe that when babies are born, when they're conceived, it said, Jesus said, I knew you before you were conceived. That means that they are not to be aborted. Okay.
She is fucking in the woods.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
she's wandering.
She's just throwing it out there.
We're homosexuals. And then we just screamed Islamic. And that was our whole point.
They're Islamic extremists.
Extremists. I love the extremists. They're just like, hey, how do you feel about it? I'm kind of
tepid on it.
I'm extremeless. Yeah.
Extremeless.
Yeah. And now here we are at a new topic.
Oh, now we're talking about abortion, where it's fucking conception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Conception. Right.
Well, she's saying before, right? Because the quote she used was,
I knew you before. So yeah.
So it's before you're conceived.
Before you're conceived.
But then sometimes you miscarry. So it's like, hey. Oh, you're gonna go into no, never mind.
Yeah, I knew you before. No, I didn't.
It's kind of like if that's the case, it's kind of like the asshole. Like, you're standing in the rain and you flag down a cab, and somebody runs into the cab in front of you, and just like, but I was gonna.
Yeah, no.
No.
It means that a man and a wife are to be married. Okay, that's what God said. I'm telling you what God said. Now, if you don't want to like me. But I'm telling you what the God of Abraham, Jacob, has said. And he said that because of your sinfulness, he came to die on a cross because of you.
I didn't do anything.
What the fuck did I do?
I didn't fucking do anything.
I'm just a dude. I fucking just go to work.
I come home
and go out to dinner on occasion and feed my cats. Like, what the fuck did I do?
It's like, this guy has to die because of what you did, Tom. It's like,
fuck. Literally no one has to die for anything I've ever done.
Well, why couldn't it just be me? If there was like something where it's like,
well, but like, fucking, I've never done anything bad like that.
I mean, the worst thing I've done is eat too many Twinkies.
This whole idea where You're going to try to guilt trip me because fucking Jesus died? Sorry.
Yeah, right.
First off, I don't buy it. Secondly, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, well, didn't you see 2,000 years ago they strung somebody up on a couple of sticks?
Jesus, man.
I'd be like, well, just fucking next time, can't we just have a conversation?
Good Lord.
Can you imagine guilting a child that way?
Be right.
Like, be like coming in with like a fucking your thumb hacked off. I'd be like, you didn't put away the fucking dishes last night. And the only way I had to forgive you was to cut off my thumb.
Yeah.
A kid would look at you like you were made out of moon rocks first. And they'd be right to do it. But if they were young enough, they would be like fucking traumatized.
Sure, traumatized.
It's a fucking traumatizing
yeah.
thing yeah. to do. Like, we had to, did you see how much we had to torture that guy?
How long have they been using it? You know, what's the difference between the crucifixion and a cow?
Well, one's delicious.
Well, you can't milk a cow for 2,000 years. So.
The very people that are just like spitting him in his face right now. He loved you so much.
No, he didn't.
He died. The sinner's death. Now, someone's got to pay for our sin. He did it on the cross for you.
Oh, you sound ridiculous.
Now is the day that you accept him as Lord and Savior and
no.
you ask for forgiveness.
No. I didn't do anything wrong.
Dude, my conscience is so clear at night. Like, I don't ever go to bed with a fucking heavy heart.
I know.
Because if I feel like, I mean, it's not because I've never made mistakes yeah. or wronged people that I care about, but I try to address it when I realize it.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right?
That's what adults do.
Right? You're like, dude, I fucked up. I'm yeah. really sorry.
Yep.
Can I apologize? And can I, what can I do to make
what
it better?
What can we do to fix this?
Right.
Yeah.
And then if the answer is nothing, then you're like, well, I mean, fine. They
fucking
fucked up.
I fucked up. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. yeah. And that's it. Like, we either move through this
the
thing.
End.
Or that's it. Or we
end
our...
The end.
I don't need somebody... If you were like, the only way, Tom, that I will forgive you is if we torture and kill a man. I'll be like, yeah. You're way more fucked up than yeah. I am.
Actually, I'm kind of done with this. I don't ever want to make this right.
Now is the day that you accept him as Lord and Savior and you ask for forgiveness and tell him, Lord, I made a mess of my life and I need you.
I didn't make a mess of my life.
Going pretty well.
Please, Christians, please make a stand. Make a stand for what you believe in.
They already did. And then they lost.
That's it.
And then they had to sit the fuck down. That's what happened. They made a stand and then they said, fucking sit down.
Yeah. You had four guys who were like, yeah, that seems like our,
yeah,
that's
sure.
our thing. But you know what? Majority wins. The other five said, fuck off. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there and say you don't care. Oh, dear Jesus in heaven, I just pray that these people wake up, Lord, that they see that our nation, the very men that made our Constitution, they were believing, they believed in you as Lord and Savior. These men did not expect our country to have this happen.
She can't even help it. She's falling all over herself.
She is just, she is fucking blubbering.
I mean, now we're
at
the founding fathers.
Here's the thing. She covered all the Republican bases
right.
that all the pundits would have done anyway.
Right.
She
yeah.
And she's just a chick. She's just some woman.
Because she's parroting back all the fucking buzz speak that she's heard. That's,
it's all garbage.
It is. This is all, you know, in a minute, I would be very unsurprised if we heard a thing or something about gun rights here.
Or immigration.
Right. If
yeah.
those actually, if those two subjects don't come up,
yeah, you'll be a little surprised.
And aren't you? I mean, I listen to this and I'm like, well, okay, so you're so upset, you're so moved to these big fucking weepy tears,
yeah.
You know, like
I just pray that you forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us, Lord. Help us. The people that are Christians, help us be strong in the midst of this battle, Lord.
What battle? You lost.
I just pray this in Jesus' name. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys.
I love you too.
I don't really love you.
I know a lot of you don't agree with
no.
me, and you don't have to.
Okay, wait, what?
But I agree with Jesus,
I can't help
and I take his side, and I still love you, though. Bye.
The fuck?
I feel like she nailed that one.
Oh, God.
Want to contact the guys? Go to dissonancepod.com to get links to their Google+, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. If you want to contact them directly, send an email to dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Do you want to support the show? Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/dissonancepod. Or click the link on the podcast homepage, and you can donate to the production of Cognitive Dissonance on a per-episode basis. If you can't spare any money, take a second to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher, or spread the word about the show. We want to send a big, heartfelt glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
So this story comes from Right Wing Watch. This is Todd Starnes. This is awesome. It's just amazing. Confederate flag opponents, just like ISIS, will burn American flag next. I don't understand what I just read, so we're going to have to listen to Todd Starnes, because I know every word in that sentence, and it doesn't sentence.
Every time I see this guy, he looks like a grown-up little rascal. Doesn't he look like a froggy or something? Like when he was a child,
right?
He was a little rascal.
He's gonna hate. I'm certain that if you go to his house, sure, he's got a dog with like a white circle painted around
one of his eyes.
Right.
He's gonna spend his afternoon whitewashing a fence at a certain point. They're gonna spend the night in a haunted house, like an abandoned haunted house.
Before he takes off running, he kind of does a jump in the air spins his legs a couple of times. If you scare him bad enough, he'll like burst through a wall and a shape of him will be behind. Like cut out of the wall.
Cut out of the wall. Like fucking Kool-Aid Man. Yeah. He just broke right through
it. If he really gets running, there's like a trail of dust and shadows that look like him,
absolutely,
you know, in ascending.
Yeah.
All right. So let's hear this clown shoe ass motherfucker.
It's only a matter of time before the cultural revolutionaries destroy films like Gone with the Wind and Forrest Gump and burn copies of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
I think he said Soiler. Sawyer? So maybe it is pronounced Sawyer. Maybe it's French. Maybe it was Tom Sawyer. Our French listeners are like, that is not how we talk.
You have made me mad.
They're dropping their little cups of espresso anger.
They're flicking their cigarette butts. Oh, man. Taking off their very black long turtlenecks.
They're miming furiously.
They're adjusting their berets as we speak.
Snapping their suspenders.
Oh, Stalin and Lenin would be bursting with pride. You know who else has been doing some cultural cleansing these days? These guys. The Islamic State, bulldozing their way through history, turning Iraq's heritage into rubble. And mark my words, the left's cultural crusade will not stop with the Confederate flag. They will use the perception of racism and hatred to whitewash history and silence dissent.
Wait, hold on. Did he say whitewash?
I think he did.
Oh, I don't think he's using that word correctly.
I don't think he is. He should have chosen a different word there.
He should have thought about a different word there, because they're almost certainly, if they're going to do what you say, they're not going to be whitewashing anything.
Right.
Yeah. What you're trying to do is whitewash history, my friend.
That's exactly, like, how are you turning this around?
Are you that culturally fucking disconnected that you can't even recognize that word itself indicates what's happening?
Right.
On the other side?
But I think no, because here he is suggesting that liberals, by taking away the American flag, you know, are somehow on the side of like extremist ideologies. When the reason they want to remove the flag,
the Confederate flag.
Yeah, the Confederate flag is because the Confederate flag has typically been used by extremist ideologies as a symbol of violence and hate.
Yeah.
So even that, like even saying like, I think we probably shouldn't use that symbol of violence and hate above our state capital. Sure. It's like, you want violence and hate. Like, well, what are you fucking? I can't even hear you right now.
You know, I don't even. The thing is like, I recognize that it's like in bad taste, and I don't want it over a public building.
Sure,
but all the jackasses that want to wave it, I don't want to ban the fucking thing.
No, it should not be banned.
No,
just
fucking, if you want to be a fucking Ku Klux Klan member and fucking jerk off into the fucking Confederate flag every night, best of luck to you. It's going to stick together, bro. But, you know, do what you got to do.
Wash it in cold water.
Who cares what you do? I don't care. You fucking wear a suit that looks like the Confederate flag wherever you go.
Sure.
Look like the fucking Confederate elf. I don't give a shit. Elf. Whatever. You know, it's like, I don't.
He lives in a lynching tree.
It does.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, there's really nowhere else to go from there. You know, normally when our jokes happen is you start out sort of high where there's like, oh, there's places to go down. That one just really went as down as you
bottom,
can get.
You know,
and then we're just done. We can't even roll on that joke. Like, oh, no, we're done. No. It's one of those things when the cops sort of have their lights out when there's dead people on the road and they're just waving you past.
Like,
nope.
You don't want to see this.
You just want to go look into the light. Look into the light and blind yourself and move on. That's what you want to do. All right. Now that you fucked that up, let's continue.
And one day, very soon, I predict they will come after another flag, the one with broad stripes and bright stars. And don't be terribly surprised when even Republicans stand idly by as they burn the Star Spangled Banner.
What?
You can already burn the Star Spangled Banner. It's called fucking freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's freedom of speech. You're totally allowed to do it.
That's the thing. It's like, maybe you don't understand. Like, you can do things that are in bad taste.
Yeah.
Like this show.
Yeah.
It's perfectly
fine.
It
happens sometimes twice a week.
Depending on the month. I mean, it does. Bad taste is not the same thing as... And nobody is talking about burning or banning the Confederate flag from being sold.
But I think he's conflating those things, right? He's saying...
Well, they're purposely doing that. All these guys are purposely doing that with the Confederate flag thing, don't you think?
I mean,
they're purposely saying, like, they're not sticking to the issue of saying we don't want to flying over a state capitol, which is the only issue at hand. It is literally the only issue
Nobody
at hand.
Nobody cares about any other way. You know, if you want to drive around in the fucking General Lee, who gives a shit?
I'll be honest with you. If the fucking General Lee drove down my street, I'd be like, that is so cool. I love the General Lee because I love Dukes of Hazzard. That show ruled when I was a kid. If the doors were welded shut, I would be so excited I would fucking piss myself.
I think that these guys are completely misunderstand, or they purposefully misunderstand.
I think that's more it.
What's happening here, and what they want to say is that we're going to try to remove that flag, and you know, and they're trying to we're like slut shaming the flag. I guess I don't even know. We're basically shaming people who use the flag. And that's okay, fine. Maybe we are. Maybe I'm sure there are people out there who are really upset that people use this flag in a way that reflects racism and celebrates racism, and that's shitty and it's awful, and you should be called out as a fucktard when you do it. When that happens, like, yep, you're an asshole. You're a fucking bag of dicks. Go fuck yourself. And everybody should do that to you. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Why exactly are these people that are so disconnected with reality planting their flag in a fucking land that is littered with racism? Why are they doing that?
I don't know, man. And I listen to these guys talk, and I think that they purposefully misconstrue and misunderstand the difference between, and they do it to rile people up. I think that's really the only reason they do it. They're purposely misunderstanding and misconstruing how freedom of speech works. Freedom of speech for an individual is not the same thing as freedom of speech for a governmental body or a municipal body. So it's not a violation of your freedom of speech if a municipal, you know, city government or whatever can't do something, or the state government can't do something. The government doesn't have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
People have freedom of speech. So all we're saying, all anybody is saying is like, hey, man, that's a symbol that has ties to extremism, violence, and racism. Whether you particularly want to use it or not, whether you believe in the extremism, you're allowed to believe in all those things. You're allowed to fly the flag. Nobody's trying to take the flag from you.
Yeah.
But they mix them all up as if taking the fucking – it's the same thing with nativity sets, right? As if taking a nativity set off the lawn –
I was going to bring that up,
You know, is taking it off the lawn at your town
hall
is the same thing as taking it off your lawn at 123 Elm Street, right?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. A government has to stand apart from the people. It doesn't have the same rights as the people.
And that's the thing is they keep on bringing another thing up, like the war on Christmas or the war on this Confederate flag or whatever. The idea is that they're saying that they're somehow going to try to remove it from everybody's like collective consciousness, and that's just not the case. So, Jake, do they allow freedom and fireworks where you're from?
Well, I guess the ancillary question to that, because I want to make sure, if they don't allow fireworks, how will you know that freedom has rung?
Yeah.
When it is time for freedom to ring.
Yeah. How can you be free without fireworks is the main question.
It is actually. That's a really good question, guys.
That's why we fucking asked it.
Yeah, I recognize that. So we don't actually have legal fireworks in Australia. There's one place in Australia, Australia's Capital Territory, where you can buy fireworks and grow marijuana plants. And that's the only place in Australia. And so everybody in Australia takes a yearly pilgrimage down to the Australia's Capital Territory to buy their fireworks.
What are you saying, Australia's Capital Territory? What is that?
Australia's Capital Territory. You don't know
where
that is?
Australia's Capital Territory?
Yeah, it is. It's just above Antarctica, near Toowoomba. So that's a beautiful place.
Narnia.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Australia's Capital Territory? Is that what you're saying?
No, really, we really don't know what you're talking about.
No idea.
We really don't.
So a million years ago, back when
it's like Sydney or something.
I don't know. We're going to some little podunk ship.
I don't even know what
like
the capital of Australia is, let alone the capital territory.
New Zealand.
No. So, well,
funnily enough, the capital of Australia is actually Australia's Capital Territory,
Wait a minute! You named your capital Australia's
making
capital.
You don't realize
how unimaginative most Australians are.
Capital Territory. I don't know. Let's call it Australia's Capital Territory. Fucking who lost the naming contest? You could have had a classroom of third graders do a better job. We're gonna name it Roger.
I love that. So years ago, right? The Queen of England.
He's not kidding. It's called ACT. It's fucking Australia Capital Territory, and it's like a little booger in the side of Australia. It's like a little mouse.
I gotta Google.
It's the mouse size. It's like a little mouse. It's even got a little tail on it.
It's like you guys have Washington State, and then you
have
the capital Washington.
Yeah.
No, Cecil. The world has Vatican City. Okay.
So you got this weird little fucking vestigial place that you go to. It's like the appendix of Australia.
It is.
Yep.
It is the appendix. It's like the whale with a tailbone or whatever, like a hip bone.
Okay, so what you're saying is basically you're Washington, D.C.
It is. It is exactly the same. Yeah, that's where Parliament House is. So, but,
to
further
that. To further that,
so years ago, the Queen of England came and landed in this area that was virtually unexplored.
It's called Australia.
Well, she hopped off the boat, right?
She was shot out of a cannon. So.
He's never going to be able to tell this story.
I know. We're just talking over him. It's awesome. Oh, sorry, Jake. Go ahead.
You bitches.
But you're fascinating, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was it.
Oh, he's hanging up now.
I know. I don't blame him.
All right. We're sorry.
And that was Jake Barwarden, everybody.
You bitches.
Oh. All right, so the Queen landed in the
Queensland.
In
Queensland.
And so just north of Queensland, or just north of where I live in Brisbane, is a place
Brisbane,
that's correct. Yep, you're pronouncing it correctly. It was me, in fact, that was pronouncing it incorrectly. Is a place called Townsville, and it's like
did you call it Townsville?
Shut
the fuck up. That's like village town.
Wait, what did you call it?
What should we call it? Like fucking, oh, jeez. Town. Oh, it's like a sort of a, oh, shit. Fucking, let's just call it Townsville, eh? Like,
it's
city Hamlet. I can't just,
Welcome
Jesus
to Municipal
Christ.
City.
God.
Oh God!
Yeah,
your country is amazing.
Amazingly lazy.
The thing is that in Washington D.C., pretty much you can't just do what you want.
Yeah, we still have laws.
We still have laws. It's not like fucking the Wild West.
Well, this is like the inspiration for Mad Max.
I know.
It sounds like
probably like
is welcome to Australia, Capital Territory. You want marijuana? Or fireworks or both.
Or you want a tank full of gas. Which one's it going to be? Petrol. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I really honestly don't know how they've achieved it, but they've They are one of the more liberal areas, or it's a territory, so it's not bound by the same sort of state laws as the other areas, which is kind of weird to explain to people who don't understand the nuances of basic laws and stuff. But like it's the one place where the only place in Australia where you can buy and sell triple X porn.
Is there hookers there?
Yeah. There's legal prostitution. It is the most liberal place in Australia.
Why don't you live there?
Can you smuggle things out, like fireworks or hookers? Are you allowed to smuggle those things out of there?
It's surprisingly hard to smuggle out hookers. Fireworks, though, you can secret them in your butt. It's just that generally hookers tend to be human-sized. And fitting those inside
you gotta have a really
your
big
butt
ass,
it's or really a big. Lot of lube. And unfortunately, lube is the one thing that is illegal in Australia's Capital Territory.
Wait a minute. Triple X porn is not available in the rest of Australia?
Well,
do they not have the internet in the rest of Australia?
Oh, dude.
That's every website, every single website at this point.
Our Liberal government, capital L Liberal, I've explained this to you before, I'm sure, but the Liberal government in Australia is making moves right now to block porn in Australia.
Yeah. Didn't they try to do that in the UK?
Yeah. Well, it's a very similar type of thing. And in the UK, right, they blocked a bunch of IP addresses, and these IP addresses were attached to legitimate and actual businesses that just happen to have, fall within this range of IP addresses. So effectively, the super conservative, capitalist, we hate regulations Tories in the UK enacted this rule that stopped legitimate businesses from operating. It was hilarious, but they are legitimately attempting to do exactly the same thing in Australia.
I resent the implication that pornography is not legitimate business.
If it's on the internet, who pays for that?
I mean, they're working hard for their money.
But who pays for that? Do you pay for that, Tom?
I don't believe you. I've never paid. I mean, that's why on the internet, everything is free.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how eBay operates. Yeah.
I want to ask you a question about something before we get started.
I want to answer a question for you.
Did you see the Belle Gibson thing on 60 Minutes?
Belle Gibson. Is that
her
name?
That's the lady who does that whole pantry. She's Australian, so I'm figuring you got to know her by...
Woman who pretended she had brain cancer and healed it with happiness.
And healed it with love and hugs and good food.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm hesitant to say too much about it because I do have some questions on it for my show.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I can absolutely tell you that it was the most repugnant thing I think I have ever watched.
I just wanted to see if you saw it because I figured it's sort of up your ballpark and it's in your area of the world, and I was just curious if you saw it.
Let me tell you, because I won't go into this stuff in when we're recording my show, but this lady, right? So she said she invited a doctor into her home, which is how all great predator situations start. And and she laid down on this mat that had some electrodes on it, which is – I don't know whether you guys have ever had an MRI before. Yeah. It's exactly like that.
This is this is the budget MRI.
Yeah.
It's just the RI.
Yeah, so, you get it with a free bowl of soup. Yeah.
Yeah, so most people don't actually know that before the – there's a prefix to MRI, which is the letter N, which stands for nuclear. They rely on a nuclear reactor, and a nuclear reaction in order to create enough energy to basically.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. So this the MRI that she was laying on it just didn't have the N. So that's tens of thousands of pounds of equipment there that they didn't need. So she just laid down on this mat with some electrodes on it, and she lay there for a little bit, and then the doctor, you didn't see it, but I was making air quotes. He said that she had terminal brain cancer and that she only had a few weeks to live.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
So everything went from that. And I have to say, so I recently went to a Mind Body Spirit Festival in Brisbane, and they had these exact same things. They are not doctors. They are not qualified health or medical practitioners. You know, the things that you wipe your feet on after you've been stomping in shit? That's what she was lying in. Like she was lying on a bath mat or a doormat or something like that. It's just
how much do you pay for an MRI? Like you out of pocket? Do you have health insurance?
Actually out of pocket, zero.
Do you have health insurance through your work or something, or do you just have like socialized medicine?
Well, so yeah, we have socialized medicine, but some things like MRIs do have an out-of-pocket component unless it's within a public hospital. So if I have it outside of a public hospital or an emergency visit, it'll cost me about $300, which my healthcare will cover.
Wow. Yeah. So she could have just easily gone to a healthcare provider and gotten this sort of cover.
You know, it never happened.
A terminal.
Yeah, I didn't believe her story either when she said it. When she said it, she said that the person came to her house. I didn't believe it. This is a woman who can't even fucking tell you what her age is. So fucking. Well,
so she. This is the thing. Like she made a statement.
I know.
She made the statement that she had a malignant brain tumor. That was the statement that she made, right? So if you want to know that you have a malignancy, right? Generally, you will, especially if it's in your brain, you'll have an MRI, and then generally you'll have a PET scan, which is where they insert a pet
in you. It's like a cat or a dog.
It's actually a little tiny mouse, and it just runs around your veins and finds the gerbil.
You guys are being ridiculous. They use hedgehog quills. That's the origination from it. It's hedgehog quills.
Yeah, they have to use echidnas in Australia because we can't. There's not enough hedgehogs over here.
They're all really spiky. That Australian capital territory. It's like
they're allowed to be there.
Yeah.
They're having fucking triple X sex
and smoking blunts and getting shot off on fireworks right now as we speak.
If we ever go to Australia, we are stopping at fucking ACT.
Yeah, we're going.
And by stopping, I mean landing there. Oh, yeah. And never leaving.
We're going to go there for sure. Yep. We're going to get the tour from Jake. That's what's going to happen.
The funny thing is, there's literally nothing there except for prostitutes, marijuana, and fireworks.
Why do you even have the rest of your country? Like, why is
what? Oh, there's nothing there but the best things. Hey, what's in this restaurant? There's nothing here but steak and milkshakes. It's horrible.
It's like the politicians there recognize that there is no way that they are ever going to be able to attract anybody there. So what are we going to do? How the hell do we attract a population to this just arid nothing, right? How do we do it? I know. Okay, guys, just listen to – hear me out, all right? Hear me out, okay? So first
free blowjobs.
It's
free blowjob Tuesday.
No man can resist a great blowjob, okay? All right? Now, if you're getting a great blowjob at the same time as a rim job, you're going to stay. Like, you're going to stay in that country. You're going to stay in that country,
forget
okay?
About the rim
and look, if you're getting a blowjob and a rim job at the same time whilst you're watching just completely psychedelic did I mention you're high at the time? while you're watching just amazing fireworks displays, like, you're going to want to stay. You literally can't leave because it will bankrupt you, all this rim jobbing and hand jobbing and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, look, you'll like it, I swear, okay? You good? You in? Let's do it, all right? We'll call it the Australia's Capital Territory.
That's fucking amazing.
See, now, I imagine a different narrative, Jake, where they started slow. Like, here we are in fucking the incredibly imaginatively named ACT. And they say, well, no one's here. Well, I don't know, man. Let's legalize fireworks. And like one person shows up. I'm like, that's not enough. How about pot? That's a big seller.
Like fucking people show up.
Four or five people swing by and you're like, all right, fine. Triple X porn. There we go. Porn and pot fireworks. What else do you guys want?
Like, there's only another... like 10 people. And they're like, okay, you could choke a hooker to death.
All right. Now there's plenty of people. Now we're good. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a gross. But going back to the Bell Gibson thing, hey, like it's so disgusting. The interview on 60 Minutes was so abhorrent. She was paid $50,000 to sit there and be grilled. So anybody that says that she was grilled or it's, you know, it was unfair or anything like that, she was paid. She's a paid actor. Her entire public life was an acting job to her. She got paid shitloads of money.
I would let somebody fuck me with a 20-inch dildo for $50,000. Are you kidding me?
Hang on, I'm making notes.
Raw red and fucking girth? Just bleeding. I would be girth? Bleeding all over. I'd be like, whatever, 50K, bitches. I don't care if I – from now on, it takes me literally 3 seconds to shit anything out of my – doesn't matter. I don't care. Got paid. 50. And she doesn't even. And the thing is that woman is kind of awesome because she doesn't let her off the hook. But at the same time, that woman, it's not like she answers anything. So even if she's not letting her off, it doesn't matter because she never fucking commits to any answer.
Yeah. Yeah. The funniest question I thought was the I'll go into one of the funnier ones when you come on my show, but the one of the funnier ones was when she asked her age.
Yeah, with the age, she's just, like, I feel like I'm 26. My, you're like, what the fuck reality, does that mean?
In like my reality, guys, like, I was born in a year that in my reality was like 1900 and and like 79. But like in other people's reality, look, I can't dictate for your reality because, you know, time is non-linear when you don't believe in linear time.
She didn't make that much sense.
You're making more sense than she did.
Oh, my God.
I didn't listen to the thing. I just read about it. So I didn't know about the time. I mean, I knew she couldn't get her age right.
Oh, I couldn't watch it. Like, I
watched the whole thing. It's awesome. I watched it twice. It's awesome.
I
fucking beat off to it. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, that's, you know, how did you do that? She's not even that attractive. Look,
I kind of like her, actually, with that tight-ass fucking hair she's got. She looks so goddamn uptight.
Dude, that's grabbing
hair. And she's got that sort of, like, chubby Australian face going on.
Chubby Australian.
She does. She looks quintessentially chubby Australian. Look at her.
Yeah, she sort of does.
She does. I'm not even kidding. Like, I don't even. And she's got that sort of Australian quizzical sneer that they all have, where you're just like,
yeah, like the Nicole Kidman derision.
Exactly.
Look,
it's like a weird derision look. Yeah. And you don't know what's happening.
Deigning to look at you, filthy fucking humans. Yeah.
So Cecil, I think you just legitimized my attraction to Ann Coulter.
Yeah. She's American. Is that it? She looks really American and fucking used out.
I've just always been attracted to Skeletor.
So we want to thank the most recent patrons. We want to thank, of course, all our patrons, but we want to thank specifically our most recent patrons, Neil, Jonathan, the Irreverent Skeptics Podcast, Jason, Joe, Heather, and Jason D. Thank you also very much for your generous donations. We really do appreciate it. We also want to thank both Robert and Joshua for their one-time donations. You can, of course, if you want, make a one-time donation through our website, dissonancepod.com. There's a PayPal link in the corner. We also encourage people to become Patreon members. The reason why there's a benefit for Patreon for you is we sometimes put on extra content for patron members that are patrons to the show. And we also release the show early to them. So those people get a chance to listen to it a little sooner. So if you're interested in those things and you'd like to get the show sooner and you'd like to get more content, become a patron of the show instead of a one-time donation. But if you're happy with what you get, then a one-time donation is certainly fine. We thank everybody for their generous donations, though, and we used that cash recently for a couple of different charities. But we're saving up now. We're going to be saving up for the end of the year because we're going to try to make a nice big push for the end of the year. We're hoping there's going to be one charity that we're going to wind up giving some money to. So we're thankful for people to give us the cash for us to give it away.
Absolutely. No matter what form your donation takes, we're grateful to receive it. And we're glad to be able to do the work.
Tom, we got a message. This is from Mick in Australia. And Mick has his 14-year-old lad listening.
Oh, no. Oh, he says, I found out he's been listening in on my stream on his iPod. I'm worried about the exposure he's suffering to progressive thinking and tolerance, let alone secular humanism and respect for difference. He told me the other day he was incredibly grateful he has never come across the sort of hate that pops up so regularly for discussion on the show. To be honest, he won't have to go far to see bigotry around here with our current clown show of a conservative government, but when he does, he'll be much better prepared to call it out and dismantle the thinking behind it. He wants to give us to give a shout out. Rory, do some motherfucking homework and stop listening to this shit.
Yeah, I concur, Rory.
Unless you're a patron.
Yeah, unless you're
a 14-year-old patron.
And listen, go mow a lawn.
That's your dad's credit card, dude.
It literally costs you nothing, Rory. Nothing.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We got a message from Casey, and Casey sent us a message about seminarians in his part of the world, and he said that there's some there's a booming seminary business that is where he lives. But he was talking about Baptist, Southern Baptist seminaries.
Right.
And I was talking about Catholics. The Catholic seminaries in the United States specifically are the ones that are going into major decline. I'm sure the other ones are wide open. But with as with Catholics, there's that whole they can't marry thing. And I know that that's a big deal for a lot of Catholics, and a lot of deal breaking goes on there. So they're just not going into the priesthood. So I know there's a huge decline in American priests and nuns.
They really,
as far
themselves.
As Catholic goes, that's the only one that I really know about anyway. So they really do hamstring.
They hamstring themselves with that. No marriage. And then they only take dudes.
Yeah.
You know, that's you're cutting your pool pretty dramatically.
Yeah. We got an awesome, awesome, it's a carving or intarsia. I'm not sure what you call it, but it's like a plaque that was made by Tamara. It is amazing. She did our logo out of wood and put a little glory hole on the front of it. It looks awesome. We posted it on our Facebook page. If you want to see it, you just have to scroll back, or you could just click on our photos. It might even be the very first photo if you click on photos on our Facebook page, and you can find our Facebook page through dissonancepod.com. It's awesome. She did an awesome job. And I will tell you this, Tom, if you look at it, the craftsmanship on it is absolutely stunning. Dissonance is all cut out of one piece of wood.
Is it really?
At least as near as I can tell. If not, it's perfectly seamless how she put it together. But I think it may be cut out of one piece of wood. It's really impressive work.
Wow.
It's more impressive than anything we've ever done.
Yeah, well, that is – I mean, that's a low bar.
It's a low bar.
Let's actually compliment the
okay, all right. I don't know what to say.
But we're – thank you so much.
It was a really nice gesture. We're going to hang it up in Glory Hole Studios. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We got a message. This is from Eni. And Eni says – talking about Walmart taking away the Confederate flags from being sold in that establishment. Walmart's taken it away and they're not allowing those flags to be sold. What did we think about it? So Tom, what do you think about it?
I think it's a private business and it can sell whatever it chooses to sell. It's I think that people get this mixed up with freedom of speech a lot. Like that, you know, they're like, oh, you know, Walmart's infringing on my freedom of speech because I can't buy a Confederate flag there. Well, no, they don't have to carry any product. They have no
sure.
responsibility. All they're in it for is the money.
Yeah. If they don't carry magic cards, then they don't carry magic cards.
Right.
That's just something they don't do. Yeah. They don't carry D&D books. They don't carry that stuff. That's just what they don't do.
It's like when they stopped selling ammunition and guns and people were like, they were upset as if it was like a Second Amendment issue.
No.
It's not a Second Amendment issue. Because the government didn't tell them to stop.
No.
It's only a Second Amendment issue or a First Amendment issue in the case of the flag if the government says you can't sell this.
Yeah.
But anybody, any private company can choose to sell what they want to sell. Walmart's doing this, obviously, because they think it'll make them look better and they'll make money as a result and their stock price will go up. That's the only reason that company exists.
Yeah. They're not making decisions based on whether or not they think this is a moral decision.
Right.
They're making decisions based on what their bottom dollar is. Cause they could give a fuck whether or not there's a flag in their store or not in their store. If it's going to improve their public opinion and put more people in the fucking, in the aisles in those little scooters riding around and getting fucking crispy flakes or whatever, they don't care.
I was at the grocery store today.
I just want to say before you start your story, we're not saying that Eni is suggesting that this is a freedom of speech issue. Eni was just curious on what we thought about it, not saying that that was the position that Eni was taking.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I was at the grocery store today. Frosted Flakes now have energy clusters, which are bigger pieces. These just get edited out, but they're just bigger pieces of frosted chunks. And now they're calling them energy clusters.
I like their marketing plan. I would eat as many energy clusters. You just feed them to me.
That's an amazing rebranding of sugar.
I kind of want to just have a bowl full of energy clusters. It's like remember the Just Marshmallows cereal that was around for a while?
It's like you should just open the box and just be confectioner's sugar.
Got a big spoonful of it. We got a message from Lindsay. And of course, we met Lindsay down in ReasonCon. We met Lindsay and her sister. She sent us an image with Canadian Club. It was in a bar that she saw, and she took a picture of it. We're just going to post it on this week's show notes. What?
It's Canadian Mist whiskey.
I don't even know what that is.
Good Lord. And look at where this sign is obviously hanging. There's scrawled graffiti on wherever it is.
This is a place that thinks things that come in a plastic bottle are fancy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I done got me my fancy whiskeys.
That's not the breakable kind? Oh, nice. We got a really interesting message from Sakura. And Sakura basically said, hey, I heard you talking about the abortions and how difficult it is to get from state to state. Maybe there should be a charity for such a thing. And Tom, we did a little research.
We did.
And we found a charity.
We did. And we're going to do a little more research on that charity. It's called fundabortionnow.org. So it's pretty clear what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool organization that they provide support services around abortion. So they don't fund the abortions themselves, but they fund support services like meals, lodging, travel to and from, counseling services, things along those lines. So,
yeah, in the future, we're gonna look into this charity a little more, do a little more research, and we may be doing a drive for this charity in the future because we really do think that that's important stuff, especially in places in this country where women can't get abortions,
right?
And they're just stuck. We got a message from Dennis, and Dennis says, I'm a German listener of 26, currently finishing my computer science degree. I found your podcast about a month ago and going through the 10 newest episodes. So I decided to start going from the beginning and made it to episode 60. And Dennis says, since the recent changes concerning gay marriage in the USA are heard worldwide, every time some anti-gay shit is discussed in one of the episodes that I listen to at the moment, I want to scream, I am from the future and it all gets better.
I think that's so great.
What is awesome. It's so true, because if you listen to them backwards, everything's going to shit.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of good changes.
This just happens to
be one of them. Yep. And that's awesome. We thought that was really funny, Dennis. Tom, we got a message from Marie. And this is, I'll tell you, this is a miracle cure.
Yeah. So, she says, I just listened to the Patreon podcast. So sorry to hear that Tom is sick. Thank you. I'm glad to be better. She says, I'm glad he chose actual Western medicine instead of aromatherapy. Jesus, homeopathy, coffee enemas. I do those for personal reasons.
Yeah, coffee enemas. That'll get you up in the morning.
Right. And the her new favorite personal treatment, the Christmas tree light bulb up the nose.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, this is actually the Qi light. I've seen this before. This is actually what did it. When I unfortunately was stricken with meningitis, and it took me, you know, a couple of weeks to really kick it. But sticking a couple of light bulbs up the schnoz.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what did it.
Meningitis stuff right out of you.
Well, I had to hit the meningitis switch on it.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple of weeks to find it. And then by then, I just was miraculously improving. So, but I blame the Qi light, or credit the Qi light, rather.
We got a message from Christian. And Christian has been listening to us since he was living in Beijing. And then he just moved back to the States. And we just want to thank Christian for listening, be a longtime listener. It's been it's kind of cool. Once in a while, I'll see a tweet from someone that has been listening to us since the very beginning. Yeah. And I'll kind of get a smile on my face and be like, wow, that person still listens to us. It genuinely surprises me when somebody's been listening to us since, you know, say the first 10 episodes or something. It really makes me feel good. And it's cool. There's been a couple of tweets this last week. I saw somebody and I was like, oh my gosh, that person's been listening to us for a very long time. And I think that's pretty neat.
It is awesome. The longtime listener base that we have is really kind of something special.
We got a message. This is from One Bad Mother, Hush Your Mouth.
Yes.
Which I like.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great.
And One Bad Mother says that we shouldn't have referred to Dylan Roof, who that's the guy who shot up the church, by the way. Right. We normally don't refer these people by their name because we don't care who they are. But that's the person who shot up the church. And she says, we shouldn't refer to him as a kid. I just want to say that I didn't do that intentionally. One, he's a scrawny little shit. So, of course, you refer to somebody who's scrawny as a kid. But I also refer to people that are like a lot younger than me as kids. And I teach at a university. And I know this is wrong and I shouldn't do it. But when I talk to other professors, I always refer to the students as kids. I say, oh, well, the kids in my class, the kids in my class. And I know I shouldn't do it. It's just a thing that I do when somebody is 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I just automatically think of them as
kids. You feel that gap.
There's a big gulf between me and a college student, and this kid was college age. And I'm pretty sure, I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure we talked about Mike Brown, and I think I called him a kid too because I said he was a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I thought I did. I don't think I called him a man. But in any case, I think a lot of people are using this as a way to say that it's a racial thing. With me, it's not a racial thing. It's just a natural thing. I just call anybody who's much, much younger than me a kid. We get a lot of messages about people who say that they're going to change their Patreon donation. They're like, sorry, I'm very sorry. I don't mean to any insult. I'm going through bad times, et cetera, et cetera. Never feel like you need to send us right. anything like that. You don't have to apologize. You donated to our show. If you cancel your Patreon membership, we understand.
Yep.
You don't want to donate it to us forever. That's fine. We totally get it. You stop listening to the show. You want to stop paying us. Totally cool.
Fine.
You still listen to the show. You want to stop paying us. Totally cool. So don't feel like you feel obligated. We are touched when you send these emails and you send these messages to us. So we want to thank you for sending them. And we think it's very nice of you to say, oh, hey, I just want you to know that I still like your show. That's great. But you don't have to explain yourself.
Never. Yeah. Never do you have to explain. You're doing us a kindness.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah. I want to thank the people who had we had a groundswell of iTunes reviews recently. And I want to thank all the people, except for the latest one who gave us a 1-star. So if you guys, if the people who haven't rated us and who like us,
right?
Who like
I think
the show,
an important part of that.
You know, if you don't like the show, here's the thing, guys and gals who don't like this show, go find a show you like. I mean, there's so many good shows out there.
Right.
And go find one. Go find one. Enjoy it. Enjoy your time. Don't waste your time if you don't like this show. It's real easy. We're not preloaded. If you don't like us, just please, just don't listen. It's super. I don't listen to anything I don't like.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to listen to nothing I don't like, except for the clips I have to listen to for this show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
We are bloated. But we're not bloatware.
Yeah.
We don't live on your machines.
Exactly.
You know.
So, but we want to thank everybody who rates us. And if you haven't, you've been a fan, especially the people who sort of recently came about, and you use iTunes, and you'd like to leave us a nice 5-star review on iTunes, we would really appreciate a 5-star.
Good.
It would be awesome. If you think that we're below 5 stars, say you think we're like a 1-star, then maybe this podcast.
You could just not. Listen to
it. Could be another podcast in your feed. We want to thank everybody who did do a review. And if you could add a few more to push that other one down, that'd be
way
awesome.
Down. So it's not visible.
Yeah. And also say it doesn't hit. It's not helpful. So that wraps it up for this week. We want to thank, of course, Jake Farwarden, one of our favorite. I mean, he's just a great guy. We really do enjoy talking to him. And he's funny.
He is.
He's funny. His show's funny. He's a great dude. Listen to his show at imaginaryfriendshow.com podcast. We want to thank him again for coming on. And until next time, we're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.